Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're excited about the continuing relationship that the Beef Council has with NBA star center Stephen Adams.
We are so excited to announce the launch of year two of a successful campaign with Stephen Adams, an Oklahoma City professional basketball player. This campaign follows the inaugural Smashing Steaks campaign, which also championed Oklahoma farmers and ranchers by harnessing Adams' love of beef, the role beef plays in fueling a pro basketball player's active lifestyle, and honoring his roots in agriculture. In year two, the digital campaign showcases Adams, it's very tongue-in-cheek, as a late-night infomercial host who teaches eager students his most treasured secrets, how to prepare a steak, how to grill a steak, and of course, when it's time, how to smash that steak. While the Stephen Adams Academy of Smashing Steaks is a fictional program, proceeds from the very real merchandise sold at usmashsteaks.com are directed to charities.
And you can learn a lot more about the Stephen Adams Academy of Smashing Steaks at oklabeef.org.
Today's cattle futures market ended the day higher. Live cattle were up anywhere from 40 to 55 cents and about 70 off their lows, while feeder cattle were up anywhere from about 75 to $1.25 in January, and that was about $1.70 off their lows. So quite a big rally there off the lows in the feeder cattle and not quite as much as the lives. And then hogs, which were up significantly this morning, they went all the way up to $70.05 in the February, which was over $2 higher on the day, but finished down 20 at $67.37. So that was a pretty disappointing close for the lean hog market. Choice and select box beef were mixed. Choice was down 42 at $225.18. Select up 17 at $208.29. The live cattle cash trade looks like we had some 119.50 today, which was better than yesterday's 119. But some people would consider it slightly negative because they were looking for 120 earlier in the week. But the December live cattle, still a few weeks left there, but it's 120.32. So it looks like the futures market's predicting somewhere right in line with where we are. And the feeder cattle index is 144.53, which is quite a bit above the January futures at this point. But, of course, over a month or almost 2 months left to go till that expires.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know firsthand the power of working together to resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-charge mediation service available to Oklahomans in need of assistance resolving all types of agricultural and environmentally related issues that arise between producers, their lenders, and other individuals or entities, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP today to answer any questions you have about mediation and how it can work for you. Toll free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
Today's grain futures market was mixed. Corn was a pretty slow trade, unchanged today. Beans, on the other hand, were up for the second day in a row. We finished 4 to 5 cents higher there. And then Chicago wheat was down 0.75 cents in July. Kansas City was down 2.5. Yesterday, we had an export sales report for the beans, which helped lift the momentum there and keep the beans higher. And we had some follow-through overnight. And then also this morning in corn, we had an export sale report to Mexico, which really didn't help all that much. But the big focus now will be next Tuesday's USDA December grain ending stocks report. The early estimates are in. For wheat, we're looking at 1.01 billion bushels, slightly lower than where we were in November. Corn, 1.919 billion, which is slightly higher than November. And then soybeans, 476 million bushels, which is only 1 million higher than where we were in November. So really pretty much the same as last month. The big report, the big change is expected in January when they give us the final U.S. crop production report. We'll also have world numbers and South American numbers on that report Tuesday morning while the market is open. We did have a really strong market today in the cotton futures. The March cotton finished up 149 cents at 66 even.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.